Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart, the Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord loves His people. He loves people, and He desires to be a blessing to people. One scripture we're reminded of in 1 Corinthians 13, it acknowledges the fact that we see through a glass darkly. We know that God is good. And the more we study His word, the more apt we are to take Him at His word. And even with us doing our very best, looking to the Lord, seeking Him, learning His word, we still know in part because we learn in part. There's so much of God that we can, if we yield ourselves, we will learn of Him. And my message is, the Lord will guide us into all truth. Whatever we need to know, He will help us understand. We'll just have to, but when He reveals information, we just have to take Him at His word. When you feel boxed in and it looks like your life looks like there's no other options except for the misery, you know, that's not true. It's not true. Only the Word of God will show you the way out of that box. Only the Word of God can help you climb over that wall. Only the Word of God can help you move that mountain. Only the Word of God can give you wisdom to do warfare against your enemy so that you can win. The word of God gives us light. It is God's word. It gives us light. It gives us healing. It shows us the best choices. Now the Holy Spirit can help you evaluate your whole situation, and He'll give you wisdom. But if most people leave God out of the equation, they never ask Him about their options. They don't seek and knock and ask like they could. Anybody can ask God questions. Anybody can seek Him until they find their answers. Daniel did this. Daniel sought the Lord. Now he's a good example. He meant he was going to find the answer to his problem. He wanted to know the answer, the riddle of the vision that he sought. And he wanted to understand. And he was determined. And he ate no pleasant thing for 21 days. And the angel came. Michael came and told him that he was beloved, and he was sent. The first day he asked the Lord the answer to that dream, that vision he had. And then the angel came with his answer. But he said that the king of Persia withstood me. Now these are the demons that's over the Persia, not the human king. The demons that don't want Daniel to know what God is doing. See, when Jesus came, the Pharisees didn't want Jesus to do what he was doing. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. They not only did they want to kill Jesus, they wanted to kill Lazarus because people started trusting Jesus because of Lazarus. And people came from miles around to see Lazarus, to hear what had happened. This thing was nothing. The things Jesus did was not done on a corner. And the religious leaders wanted Jesus dead. And you think the religious leaders wanted him dead? When Pilate tried to deliver Jesus to the people, they wanted him dead even more. They yelled louder. I know that there was more of them, but they yelled louder with more enthusiasm, kill him. They wanted Barabbas. And they seemed to be on one accord about it. And he went through their streets healing the sick and raising the dead and causing the blind eyes to see and the dumb to speak and the deaf to hear. He went about doing good. So what we see here, you know, Jesus is the Word of God. He is God. And if God was on our, when God was on our level for a while, men tried to kill him. So this means that half of society don't love God. They wish they could kill him. Those that love the world are no different. When people start loving the world, they start having a problem with God. And it starts small and it ends up terrible, big. The hatred for God grows. If the more they love the world, the more they hate God. But they couldn't do nothing with it because Jesus was guided by the Holy Spirit. Now he is God. But remember, he became a man, just like you and me. But there was no sin in him. None. That's why we can believe on him and live. His blood washed away our sin. All of it. And God blessed us. And we have to stay in the light. Don't walk out of the light. You know, the Lord said, tell my people my return is soon. Be ready that they be not left. Well, he said, tell my people my return is imminent. And to be ready that they be not left. That means even people that were washed in his blood, if they want to, they can turn. They can go back to darkness if that's what they desire. See, God don't brainwash people. He give you light. He give you light. And you just have to receive it and believe it and act on it. If there's no light, if you don't love the light, if there's no light in you, it won't work. All the, your people that's in the dark and they love the sin of this world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, they walk away from the light. They get angry when people provide light for them. And don't think it's any different than it was in the days of Jesus. That's how society always was. Men are no different now. But now there's a reference. A Christian nation has been built. It's against the law to kill people. Not just Christians, but people. But the hatred is still there. If you, any people that love the world, their hatred towards God is brewing. And they are treacherous. And God is trying to save them. He gave them the day of grace. Now, he recently told me that grace is a two-edged sword. See, those that are not sincere, they're going to walk it back in the darkness. Daniel said, he said some things that were facts. He said, they that do know their God will be strong and do exploits. He also said, the wicked will do wickedly, and none of the wicked will understand. Now, sometimes wicked people know that being saved is the right way to go. But because they love the ways of this world, they will walk right out of grace. Grace itself is designed to give those who love God a chance to get saved, and also a chance for those who don't want God to walk away. Because people who love the evil of this world, that's what they'll side with. And grace, with grace, you don't know when Jesus is coming back. See, in Peter chapter 3, he says some people gave up on the Lord. He said that he was talking about how, the scoffers said that it's just going to be the same as it was in the beginning. And they just kind of forgot about Jesus' return and the things Jesus said, and they started going back to the world. They walked out of grace of their own free will. They once knew, they tasted to see God is good. He blessed them. He did miracles in their lives. That doesn't mean that they love God. That means God loved them. If you have a miracle, that doesn't mean that that you're extra special. He loves you. That's why you. That's why he did something on your behalf. Even preachers. Preachers, they seek the Lord. God worked miracles in that by their ministry, and people get healed and blessed. See, many gonna come to Jesus saying, "Lord, Lord." He gonna say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And then they're gonna say, "We work miracles in your name. We heal the sick, we raise the dead, we cast out demons." He said, "Turn from me, you." He said, he'll turn to them and say, "Depart from me, you that work iniquity." They did the miracles, they worked miracles. See, that doesn't mean anything. That has nothing to do with the motives. God is looking at the heart. And God knows he don't make mistakes. Some people use grace. They see it as a they try to turn it into lasciviousness, an aid to sin. They try to make the grace of God an aid to sin. Well, God's not going to do nothing. I guess I'll do this. And they start doing it. Now, I love God for real. I go in his presence. I worship him in spirit and in truth. And I seek him to know him. And I want to know the things of God. And I want him to move in my life. I want to be a blessing, not a curse. And I want him, I want to know him. And you can't know him doing evil. Living in the light, taking God at his word, seeking him out, getting an understanding of things, and then just staying in the light. That's the key. But those that love darkness, they do, you know, they end up loving wickedness. And wicked people will do wickedly. You know, you give them enough time, they're going to go right back to the world. They'll settle right back into it, just like a dog going back to his vomit. And people have done that from the beginning. And people get surprised when Christian people go back to the devil. But it happens. Now, while people didn't know things, the enemy gave them things to believe. See, when people don't seek the Lord and they try to live a neutral life, they try to just do just enough to get by, the enemy will give them something, a lot to believe. Now, I'm bringing all this up because there is a persuasion out there that don't want to know God. This persuasion comes from darkness. It originates with Satan and all of his evil angels. They persuade people wrong. But you can learn how to overcome by the word of God, by staying in the love of God, loving his people, loving God's word, and getting to know his will and loving God's will. See, when you lean to the Lord, see, leaning is a measure of how you, of what you trust. People trust things for a reason. That may be how they see things, how their opinions, you know, and the way you think is according to what you've seen, the amount of vision you have, the amount of light you have, the darkness that has deceived you. All these things make up how you think. And however people think, that becomes their opinion. And it doesn't matter how bad somebody's opinions are, that's what they trust. Whatever people trust the most, that's what they make their decisions by. It's kind of like a meter. You know, there's a meter that says hot, cold in your car, high voltage, low voltage, full tank, empty tank. The meter leans according to the truth of what exists. Now, with God's word, you have to trust the Lord with all your heart. Understand that God is logically right. He's not going to do you wrong. What he said is true. It's faithful. If you do it, it works. If you do it, it works. You know this because he loves you. And his track record is good. He gave you every reason to believe him. Take him at his word. The proverb said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And then it said, lean not to your own understanding. Leaning to your own understanding, that's a natural path. That's a path that's convenient. People understand what they see and hear and what they believe already. The Word of God takes us far beyond the rudiments, the measurements of this world. The way that men think, God will tell you to do things in a better way. But it doesn't always look like it. It's another government. Satan's government says, steal, take whatever you want, do whatever you want, do what feels good to you, do what seems right to you, do what seems best for your own benefit. Get over on others if you have to. But God said, serve others. Satan loves to be served. God says, serve others. And when you serve others, you're sowing and you're going to reap. And this is precisely how God does it. You ever wonder how rich God gets rich? Because he always serves. Serving others will cause you to become very wealthy. Very wealthy. But Satan says, his suggestion is stingy. Be stingy. Think of yourself only. Don't consider others. It's stupid to, he even say it's stupid to hurt, to help other people. But God, you know, Jesus is the one who gave us the parable of the Good Samaritan. He showed the heart of God in action. The Samaritan was a good man. The priest continued walking around the man and went on about his business, didn't help him. The prophet saw him and didn't help him. And then came a good Samaritan. And he bound the man's wounds, cleaned him up, gave him something to eat, and took him to a hotel and paid for his lodging. Said whatever else he needs, I'll pay the bill when I come back. Now that's the heart of God. That's the heart of God towards you. But his wisdom is there. And it's there for you. You can learn God's word, his ways, his will. And you can take him at his word. And you can be blessed. And he can help you. And if you do this, it's going to work. It's going to work good. Now, if you do this, you're going to have greater insight. You're going to see things in a much better way. Better. Than before. You're going to see what the old preacher's talking about. You're going to learn facts that you can live by and thrive by. And life is better than the unfruitful imaginations of this world system. See, God knows what to do. He loves us and he cares about us. He cares for us. He's going to help you do what you got to do. If you take him at his word, he's going to bless you. He's going to help you. Now, God loves us. He cares about you. He's going to help you. He's going to help you do right. And he requires us to do right. Because if we do wrong, if we do others wrong, he can't bless that. And you're hurting people that he loves. And he will avenge them. That's why he's coming back. And he's coming back to fight. He's coming back to avenge Israel and set things right and drive out the enemy. Whoever the enemy is. See, God loves us all, but he's limited by people. People have to choose. If they want God's help, they have to choose to be faithful with his word. He can't help you. He can't help us unless we're faithful with what he already said. He can't go around just blessing people at his will. He responds to faith in his word. He loves you. We have to choose the light. We have to seek. We have to ask our questions. See, deception can't help your life. Deception never can, never could help your life. Lack of knowledge can't help your life. You have to learn something to do something. If a man wanted to be a mechanic, he had to learn about how he had to learn how the cars work. If he wants to be a doctor, he has to learn how the body works and how to help it heal. And he don't go around making people do what they don't want to do. He's not going to brainwash you. He's not going to make you do his will. He's going to give you light if he can and give you as much information as possible so that you can make your own judgment. Seeing that God delights in blessing us and helping us go forward, he responds to our faith. He loves us. He wants us to operate just like him because he put a lot of thought in it. It's better for us to receive the light of God's word and govern our lives by it. And he won't limit, he don't put limits on what we can become. He don't limit our potential. We can go as far as we can go. He loves us and he cares about us deeply. And he will help us understand. But none of the wicked will understand. Because this is why. It's not that God hates them. They reject the light. When you reject the light, you reject the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the things that can be. You reject all of that with the light. When you reject darkness, when you love darkness. Now, the reason people hide is because they don't want their sins exposed. They don't want to be known for what they really are. But when you reject the light, you simultaneously reject the wisdom and the essence of life. And when the essence of life is rejected, there's nothing else but darkness and wickedness. You know, mold, you know, God gave us examples. Mold grows in damp and dark places. A disease, it will destroy your lungs. Wherever there's dampness and moisture and no light, that's where mold will grow. And when it starts, it's hard to stop. So it is with darkness. So when when I started learning God's ways, I started seeing his wisdom for what it was. And it was a blessing. I wanted more. I saw where I could do greater things. And I didn't feel as challenged. I didn't feel weak. I started to feel stronger and stronger. See, those that know their God will be strong and do exploits. They'll be able to govern under pressure. When the whole world's against them, they can still go forward and thrive in life. They can manage their emotions. See, this war that's coming, when the Antichrist is in power, he's going to try to bully people into submission. You won't be able to buy us. He's going to take all your conveniences away. That's what his attempt will be. And 10 nations are going to give him their power. Now, every nation won't give him that power, but 10 nations will. And you won't be able to buy or sell unless you wear his tattoo, his mark of ownership. It's Satan's mark of ownership is what it is. And he's going to position himself to be like God in the eyes of everybody. He's going to have control of nuclear weapons in our army. See, all this stuff is foolishness. But that's what's going to happen. And everybody who didn't love the light, you know, if a man will believe evolution, that's the seed of the mark of the beast. If they'll believe that, they'll probably receive the mark too. Because evolution is so stupid, it's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard to put trust in. The Big Bang, evolution, things that evolve, all it's just foolishness. It makes no sense at all. What God put in motion remained in motion. A man has two legs and two arms and two eyes and two ears and one tongue. And I mean, we bear fruit after our kind. That's what the Lord said in the beginning. And people have had birth defects. They were twins and got conjoined. And that was of Satan. Satan is behind everything that goes wrong. But what God put in motion remained in motion. If there was no sin, there would never be birth defects. It's not that the parents sinned, it's just sin in general. People have sinned. And when there's sin, there's problems, all kinds. That's why Jesus, he took upon himself every disease known to man. If any man ever had a disease, Jesus had it on the cross. Because by his stripes we're healed. He bore our weakness, our sicknesses, our diseases, all of them. If you can have it, he already bore it. So you don't have to have it. What the enemy tried to put on you, it was put on Jesus, and he bore it. And he took it to hell and rose up clean. Now, he did that for us already. The word already tells us that by his stripes we're healed. Chastisement of our peace is upon him. But people carry their loads because they don't look to the Lord. Everybody who rejects Jesus from being their Savior, they also simultaneously reject him from being their healer, their comforter. They reject his knowledge, his wisdom. And Christians, unless they, if they don't see leaders, if the pastors and the leaders that they look to don't follow God, the people won't either. The only people that do know their God are people who seek him themselves. And that's what you're going to have to do. Now, with that in mind and in heart, God will reveal to you the options that already exist. There are promises in his word, golden promises. And there are opportunities for you to live by. As we draw near to him, we will learn all of these things. And we learn in part. So the more people that follow God, the better chances are that people will have greater success. A portion of your success comes from your relationship with the Lord and the word that you receive in your heart, which you take time to study and understand. Another portion comes from ministry. The word that God sends to you through his people, the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and the teachers. Another portion of what you receive and that will help you in life, part of God's word, will come from fellow Christians. Because pastors and preachers, they preach the word and fellow Christians receive it and they minister it too. They take it everywhere that the pastor can't go. They take it to their job site, their homes. So part of the things that you learn from the Lord is going to come from a one-on-one relationship, like I'm always talking about. And another portion at church, gathering together, assembling yourselves together with fellow believers. And then life experience. If you have your eyes open and set to follow God, you're going to learn natural things from other people. Witty things that people do on the job. You know, I work with good mechanics and they do things and I watch how they do it and I enhance what I'm doing. Knowledge is all around. Opportunities are all around. Needs are all around. And the Lord knows how to fill every void. So when God gives you something useful, it can benefit you. People don't have to go around with their head hung low. You got to open your eyes to the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Don't let the things you already know, the deception, the lies, the hypocrisy that's all around us.
persuade you. But be persuaded only by the word of God, and it'll cast light on everything else. And you'll see it for what it is, and you'll be able to make healthy judgments. And again, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and throughout your life as you yield. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.